calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Happy birthday, George. I obviously want to share that with George. You know, I've missed a few of his birthdays for some reason. But, you know, I did send an email, a couple emails, a couple videos and so forth, a birthday card, a included a disc in it, and I hope he gets the message. I hope somehow, sooner or later, he gets a message that his dad is trying to reconcile the family, that he's being blocked, but he's going to continue to pursue it. I've been working on things even today in order to make my case more boldly. The thing that, you know, I've studied a lot of things about from the scripture about and have described before, the idea of contention is not a battle between two parties. It's not the Hegelian dialectic, which is what is frequently viewed as. It is, and that's why the analogy of running a race. We are striving for a common goal. And when we contend on something such that is more academic or understanding the scripture, we're contending for the same goal. We're contending to know the Lord, we're contending to know the truth. And it is not trying to hurt each other. Therefore, when we earnestly contend, it's very clear. And in the same way, I've studied a lot more about, you'll see various times where the word parousia is used, the idea of speaking boldly, clearly, and openly. And one of the things that you can see in world politics today and throughout history, and in business world and whatnot, is the idea of keeping things secret, keeping things hidden, keeping things so that the opposition doesn't know. When you're contending, the biblical version of contending, you share that information because you want to both seek the same goal of the truth. And therefore, I'm being very upfront. I am putting a lot more effort into explaining these things and making it far more public. What I've done with the family.kozlowski.org site has been semi-public. I'm going to use the distinctives of this site and be very public. So I'm telling you up front, because I'm going to make the effort so George knows that his dad is trying to reconcile. The rest of his siblings do, and so does my wife, because I love her.